My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin shakes things up with his scammer Belinda and wants to see some bikini pics, another video chat, and how much it would cost to get her hand in marriage. So listen and enjoy.
I would think they totally did not see this coming.
No.
Do you like the play?
Yes.
Boy, that came out of nowhere.
I know. It's like, I love you. I want to marry you. How many children do you want, honey? Is this Ishmael?
But it's a good, I don't know where we're going with this yet, but it's kind of a good way to cut the nonsense with, all right, what's Ishmael's deal?
Yeah.
And why is he feeding you? What do you mean? All right, what do I mean? Why is Ishmael, I heard him talking.
Let's negotiate for the girl.
Yeah. How many yaks?
How big does my penis have to be to make this deal happen?
Right. Thank God I'm
not
Rod
Stewart.
Stewart.
Got it in a minute ahead of you. It wasn't a minute, but...
Well, a second, right.
Yeah, but good for you, Joe. You finished
first. Yay! Yay!
And Tom says, nice.
I go, yeah, do you think a Ghanaian boy could fool an American man into thinking he was talking for a girl for several months? She goes, well, don't really know, but what do you think? I go, anything's possible. She goes, I guess. But she goes, but do you think this is still not real? This is real. But I do need to video chat with you in private. Some things are best discussed between a couple and not for young boys' ears.
Yes.
She goes, okay, so what are you saying all this? I go, you seem very upset by this. She goes, I'm not, but want to know what you were saying. Why are you saying it? I go, just being silly is all, in a good mood and was having some fun with you.
Oh, okay.
She goes, okay, so why are you in a good mood? I go, don't know. Got to see you yesterday, had a good workout at the gym, and I'm performing tonight, and now you popped on my screen. She goes, wow, that's good to know. She goes, what is? She goes, give me a couple minutes. We'll be back soon. All right, writing, I got to get the writing crew together.
I was like, whoop, 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 whoop.
That's what she said?
She said, I'll be back. Give me a couple minutes.
Humming.
Yeah. Every so often, I put it in there. Go, make them think, does he know that we know that we know?
Yeah. Do you know that I know that?
Oh, you catch him right off guard. You don't even allude to it. Just go, are you full of you? What? I just said good morning,
but,
beloved.
And it's just, oh, I'm just teasing you. That's
no, man, it's good. It's good while all this smoochy, hoochie, boochie, boo stuff goes on. You rattle a cage nice quick.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so yeah.
I don't want it up and running away, though, so I can't, you know, I got to back
up. No, so you got to go, I'm just teasing
but
you.
But you got to put the seed in there. Yeah. You know,
wouldn't that be hilarious? He's been trying to put the seed in there for a while now.
Yeah.
Buzzkill. Belinda Buzzkill. I go, where are you going? What are you doing? Need to chat with another guy?
Oh.
I did. She goes, need to chat with another guy? I go, you disappeared for a long time. What was that about with a bunch of question marks? Our lights went off. Had to do a couple of things. I go, that's weird. Usually you tell me when the lights go out. She goes, yeah, but I had to rush. Sorry about that. I go, okay, so when do I get the bikini pics? In a couple of days. I go, okay, how come? She goes, how come? Don't get you. I go, how come it will take a few days? Kind of tired from running around. Besides, the cafe is quite far. I go, oh, you mean to email them to me? She goes, okay, next week. I go, okay, next week when we talk privately, maybe then you can send them.
You know what you remind me of? You remind me of a boss. Like, he's good mood, like, for about a week. Then all of a sudden, there's one day he's sore as hell. He wants to know where the hell the reports are. So that's how you are right now.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Oh, my God, that's my day job.
I go, okay, next week we'll talk privately, maybe, and then you can send them. Save you a trip. Sound good? She goes, yeah, sounds good. I go, okay. She goes, but we'll be expecting to see some pictures of you, though. I go, I am not wearing a bikini. She laughs. I go, I know, but a shirt or something. I go, oh, I go, how come you want that? She goes, just want to see you. I go, okay. I go, so how much of a dowry am I looking at paying for your hand in marriage?
Good question.
She goes, well, you need to buy a couple things and a little amount of money. I go,
ah.
A dowry is always a little amount. There's always, it can be a very high dowry. Let's find out how high this dowry is going to be. Maybe she wants a yak. I can make that happen.
We're still working on it.
We have a distributor.
Yeah. We'll get one. Sponsor. Yak movers.
Yeah. Tammy, get on that.
Exactly. She goes, well, you need to buy a couple things and a little bit amount of money. I go, like what? How much? She goes, things like African clothes, Bible, ring, and others, and any amount you think I am worth.
Oh, wow.
But it would have been very easy to put a big number there.
Yes.
It would have been very easy to do that.
That's where Ishmael comes in. He's probably got the calculator.
Yep.
She goes, okay. I think you were priceless. I go, I'd rather just meet the family and sneak out in the middle of the night and put you over my shoulder and take you on a honeymoon. She goes, I go, can you hold on for a few minutes while I take a shower? I guess I had to go to a gig. Yeah, I did have to go to a gig. She go, how long will you take so I know when you will be back? I go, 10 minutes. We can make it 30. Then you will have my undivided attention. Do you like my idea of stealing you away? She goes, yeah, it will be fun for us, but trauma for my family. I go, okay, we'll discuss in a few minutes. She goes, then 30 it is. I go, okay, I'll be right back. Okie dokie, you better be back. No excuses. She goes, I'll be here at 8:55 my time. I go, okay, talk to you soon. Okay. Then I go back, and you are late, just like always. She goes, my time is 8:55 on time. Maybe she got stuck on the LIE, too. Anyway. I go, I need to get you a new watch. No worries. For Belinda, you were early. So you were in the middle of asking me questions yesterday. What else did you want to know? How long will it take for me to see you, she asks. I go, you mean in person? She goes, yes, in person.
Wow.
I go, I don't know, doll. I've tried 3 times. Is there some type of rush? Because
yeah.
I have, you know, I tried to go there.
You went there?
I went there.
She wasn't there.
I went there for Ghana when I was doing comedy there.
Right.
I invited her to see me in the Bahamas.
Right.
And I believe I tried to go there with another comedy tour.
Did you?
With the Charter House.
I don't remember that one.
Yeah. Yeah, around Christmas time. She goes, nope, just want to know, but what have you tried 3 times? I go, to see you. Oh, here it is. Went to Ghana, invited you to Atlantis, contacted the people on the comedy show.
Okay.
I go, can you come here? She goes, it's a very difficult process, and besides, I can't afford it. I go, well, we need to look into the process because you want to live here, correct? She goes, well, I want to live with you, so it's correct. Okay, we'll look into it. Would you prefer I move to Ghana? She goes, not really. You said your talent and our culture don't go along very well, but will be nice to come for holidays. You know, I got to be honest. It is kind of cool, like, if I just met this Ghanaian girl online, like, if I wasn't in my current real relationship,
yeah.
And, like, it was real, and I fly this girl, and all of a sudden I got a Ghanaian girlfriend, that's kind of cool. That's a conversation piece.
You also have a concussion on your head lying in a ditch.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.